On to warmer climates, where NPR's Mike Pesca is braving 70-degree weather and clear skies in Miami a day before Super Bowl 44. And Mike, I'm feeling your pain here in that hardship assignment you got.
Hey, we had a sun shower yesterday. Come on.
So, Mike, some news in Miami about injuries on the Indianapolis Colts. What do you know about it?
Well, a little bit of news. The big injury is to Dwight Freeney, who's the defensive end, and he's had a seriously sprained ankle all week, and it hasn't stopped being sprained, and they haven't really stopped saying the same thing, which is if he can play, he will, but if he does play, they don't know how well he's going to play. The other tiny little change is to talk about the other key offensive player other than Peyton Manning, and I realize that's like saying the other important guy at the Vatican other than the Pope, but receiver Reggie Wayne did leave practice early due to a knee injury. He is listed as probable. Knowing the importance of the Super Bowl, I would say he is definite.
But that's got to be freaking out the fans.
You know, it's not. They seem really, the people who are backing the Colts seem so confident, and it all stems from their confidence in Peyton Manning. And it's justified. He's so good. He always comes from behind. But for all the injuries that the Colts have, and the Saints are relatively injury-free, it hasn't really affected people's predictions of who's going to win. And almost everyone is predicting the Colts.
Mike, about this time every year, the pregame hype sort of tends to drown out the game itself. So what kind of hype are you hearing today?
Well, there's all the normal stuff, people paying attention to non-stories and people chewing over if, you know, Reggie Bush is going to get married to Kim Kardashian. Who cares? But one very clever thing I thought was that four current players, led by Chad Ochocinco, who used to be Chad Johnson but changed his name to match his uniform number, banded together and they formed a news network called OCNN for Ochocinco News Network. And I talked to one of the members of this broadcast team, Washington's Chris Cooley, and I asked him what he learned playing journalist this week.
Well, I think first of all, I've learned that there is a ton of preparation that goes into this job. If you don't show up prepared and ready to ask people legitimate questions, you're definitely not going to be successful. Secondly, you're not going to get asked all your questions. You got to fight through everyone to get to guys. It's tough. There's a lot of excitement going around in the newsroom and in media day, and guys are going to answer one or two questions, so it can be frustrating as well.
I was in a press conference with Chris Cooley and a couple of these guys, and they acquitted themselves well. They asked questions exactly as good as many members of the media, and I wouldn't say you should use the OCNN as your primary news network, but as a supplement with a lot of Twitter feeds and interesting kind of off-the-cuff observations from current players, it's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Mike, it's time for the bottom line here. Colts or Saints, who's gonna be tomorrow?
I can't tell you that, but I can tell you what the computers say. And there are a number of pretty good computer simulations, and they are mostly picking a really close game. So one is by Indiana University researchers, and they say the Colts should win by 2 points. Another outfit called AccuScore have the Saints winning by 2 points. The Wall Street Journal ran their own simulation. They said the Saints should win by 0.7 points. I'm not sure they have that way to score. But all of the computer simulations that I've seen show the game to be a lot closer than the public imagines it to be. And I would say maybe it's not just the public is ignorant, but the public is taking into account that there is a lot of pressure in the Super Bowl. And no one thinks Peyton Manning and the Colts are going to be susceptible to pressure. And the Saints might be. I mean, this is their first year here. So the computers don't take into account that sort of human frailty other human beings do.
Well, at least it'll make for an exciting game.
Definitely will.
That's NPR's Mike Pesca. He's in Miami for tomorrow's Super Bowl. Mike, thanks so much.
You got it.